Activity in South Africa's construction sector plummeted in the first quarter. The latest AfriMat construction index fell 12% during the period, not even taking into account the full effects of the COVID-19 shutdown. And now, industry players are pegging their hopes on government's infrastructure-led economic growth recovery plan. Joining me on the line, independent economist Roelof Botha. Roelof, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So where private sector investment is just not happening, and that, I guess, evidenced in the kind of fall we've seen in gross capital, fixed capital formation investments reflected in the first quarter's GDP print. Any recovery for the sector at this point is hinging on, as I said, government's plans to invest in infrastructure. Do you see that happening to the extent that it needs to?
Yes, in fact, if I may quote the CEO of AfriMat, Andries van Heerden, who is not only an engineer and an astute business person, he also knows the secrets of diversification. But Andries was also a participant at the investment Sustainable Investment Symposium, and he is quite excited about the prospects, particularly because it seems as if many of these 55 projects that were announced last Tuesday are sort of not too dependent on bureaucratic hurdles, especially not National Treasury, because there are innovative funding mechanisms for them. They're all shovel ready, and I like to believe that some of them have already kicked off.
Okay, so with a lockdown and restrictions starting to ease, Roelof, how quick a recovery are you anticipating as the economy opens up with these plans on the agenda?
Well, I'm known as an optimist, but I must admit that the AfriMat construction index for the first quarter surprised me. I did not expect this type of decline. The first quarter is never a good quarter because, as you probably know, the construction industry closes down mid-December and it only recovers mid-January at a very slow rate, sometimes only in February. But it was frightening, especially the value of new building plans passed, which is something which government needs to look at, because those plans are passed at metro and municipal level. And it seems as if, apart from a lack of confidence amongst new developers, that bureaucratic inefficiencies may also be a part and parcel of it. I mean, a third of our municipalities are bankrupt.
Yeah.
But we expect a V-shaped recovery. The second quarter is going to be a nightmare, without any shadow of doubt. The AfriMat Construction Index will follow probably the same trend as most of the PMIs, but it will shoot up in the third quarter. We've got no doubt about that. Some maths comes into this as well, of course.
That being said, though, and with that underestimation of just how hard the construction sector was hit in the first quarter, Roelof, are we perhaps not underestimating the extent to which these infrastructure projects and plans are going to be executed?
I may be wrong in my optimistic forecast, but there's one other very strong growth driver which has not been around for the last 6 years. And that's lower interest rates. In South Africa in particular, it is absolutely incomprehensible why there has been a premium of the bond yield, the interest and bond yield over asset returns in South Africa for a lengthy period of time. It's not supposed to be like that. This country needs venture capital. It doesn't need a cash is king scenario, because then it's just too easy to put your money into a money market account. We need to create jobs. The only way to do that is to lower interest rates and to stimulate demand. And construction is the most labor-intensive sector in the economy. So that combination, much lower interest rates and a totally new commitment by government in partnership with the private sector. So there are actually three ingredients. These are three very potent ingredients to get construction off the ground and, of course, to assist in a V-shaped economic recovery.
To what extent do you see monetary policy coming to the party even more than it has already, Roelof? What are your projections as far as potentially lower interest rates are concerned down the line?
Well, my recommendation to the Reserve Bank is they should now use this opportunity to send a clear signal to the markets that lower interest rates are here to stay, not because of COVID, but because of the fact that we have a demand deficiency in this economy, and we need to create jobs, we need to build decent houses for people in this country. And if they can send that message across, and people can be comfortable with the fact that the cost of capital will remain low for a couple of years. Then we can get cracking, because that is terribly important. Now, I know that, they are inherently hawkish. Personally, I think they should all retire, the MPC members. Let's get some growth-orientated people on that committee.
Okay, if we are looking at this growth coming through and we take this half-glass full perspective on things, let's take a look at the quality of the kind of order books that these construction players are going to see. The assumption is that it's going to be compromised considerably as margins are squeezed in a bid to win any kind of work that is out there. How far or near to reality is that?
Yes, it is a problem. It's also difficult to track the order books very accurately through Stats SA data, because there's been a structural change in our economy. The handful of mega construction firms, that landscape has changed completely. You now have literally dozens, if not hundreds, of small and medium-sized firms that are still doing the work. But I like to believe that if you look at the latest construction price index, it's moving into negative territory. So that eases the burden, obviously. And quite frankly, for most of the real estate investment trusts, the interest debit is by far the biggest cost component. And that's come down dramatically. So once again, I must tell you, as far as the immediate future is concerned, I'm extremely bullish, but not about the second quarter figures. I'm sorry. Okay. Nobody can be bullish about that.
More in the longer term. Let's leave it there. Roelof, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, independent economist Roelof Botha.